In the name of the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us begin in opening prayer and thanksgiving. Holy and righteous God, our dear Heavenly Father, for a few moments, we have come together to pause before your holy and undying word. We pray that this evening you would grant us, your undeserving children, the portion that we need from you this day. We pray, dear Father, that your Son, the Christmas child, would always be near and dear to us, that it would be the most important matter in our lives, regardless of the trials and difficulties that we may face. Thank you, dear Father, that you gave your only begotten Son into this world that is so dark and full of evil. Dear Father, we thank you for our families, our spouses, our children, our relatives, our loved ones, dear brothers and sisters in faith. As we pause before your word this evening, dear Father, we pray that you would open your word and strengthen us and comfort us with the word of truth. All these we ask in the name of your dear Son. Amen. For our text this evening, I thought I would continue reading where our dear brother left off yesterday afternoon, from the second chapter of Luke, beginning from the 15th verse. I thought I would read to verse 20. And these words are in Jesus' name as follow. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, and the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Amen. These days leading up to Christmas. And so many times on Christmas Eve, we are somewhat accustomed to hearing very familiar words, and that message is very comforting, and it creates peace within us. It is more than a tradition, and I think that especially during the time of Christmas, there are many, many traditions that are tied to Christmas itself. And I'm sure when you remember to the days of Christmas in your own home, whether it be your current home or where you grew up as a little child, you can remember many things that were associated with Christmas. Maybe some of the things that you did, maybe some of the people that came to visit, maybe certain foods, or maybe some songs that you were singing during Christmas. And when those things stay the same, when nothing changes, it seems that it is a perfect Christmas for us. Very traditional type of Christmas. But as time goes on, some things are bound to change. For example, and we have experienced it along with many of you, when someone that used to be there is not. So, especially when God has called someone home, Christmas can become a very trying time, a very sad time emotionally. Even though we understand, and through eyes of faith, we know that all those things are, they are arising from our flesh, from our carnal mind. Nevertheless, they can be very difficult to deal with because of how things used to be. But if we could remove everything that we cannot take with us to heaven, that which is acceptable before God, when we are called from here to heaven, then Christmas would always be a very, very joyous and happy time. Christmas tells us that the message of Christmas, it tells us that that which we so sorely need for our endeavor toward heaven is born unto all mankind. This baby Jesus that we have celebrated these days before Christmas and today, He was the one that was promised long, long time ago, that sacrificial lamb that was given up on behalf of the many sins that we commit. And the Old Testament believers that died before the birth of the Christ child, they believed on that promise that was going to happen, and that was counted unto them as salvation. So it is important that even in times of difficulty and trying times, especially when we reflect back to how we are used to celebrating Christmas with somebody that is not there, to remember that they are in a place where nothing bad can ever reach them. Ever. They are at peace, resting in the bosom of Abraham. And they lack nothing. And I believe there is a song also that we sing, we that are still endeavoring to put our sins away and traveling towards heaven, that even when we have difficulties and trials that are facing us, there is nothing that we lack. We have everything that we need to reach heaven when we believe upon this Christ child that was born on behalf of all sinners. And that is why we relate this Christmas gospel every Christmas. And we saw that also in our Sunday school program, where we had a nativity scene here to my left with Joseph, Mary, the shepherds, and baby Jesus that was lying in a manger. We have received gifts from many during this time of Christmas. But the greatest gift that we can own is that baby that is lying there in that manger. God, in His grace and mercy, He has gifted this gift to mankind, a Savior to save man from eternity in hell. And we heard yesterday through our dear brother how he spoke of those angels that were singing and praising God. And we can do that likewise. And we do, especially during the time of Christmas, of this gift that we have received, because we are so undeserving of the grace and mercy from our Heavenly Father. And that is what we are celebrating, the time of Christmas, that God chose to come to this earth in the form of a tiny little baby. And He chose a young woman, Mary, to be the mother of Jesus. And if we think of the time when Jesus was born, the time that they lived, the conditions into where Jesus was born into, it was not a glamorous, shiny happening in the eye to the naked eye. But Jesus was chosen to be born to a very ordinary, perhaps even poor, lowly and meek couple, to Joseph and Mary. It is comforting for us to know that Jesus was born in such a lowly way and in a lowly form, that we can humbly and boldly we can approach the throne of our Heavenly Father, to approach this Christ child, Jesus, and beg for that which we so sorely need. So when these angels had appeared unto the shepherds in that field, our text said that it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." Before this first Christmas that Luke tells us about, this had never happened before. It was a regular working day for those believing shepherds there in the field. And then something happened that had never happened before. The heaven lit up from the brightness and the light from the angels. And it said that these shepherds, when they had seen this, even though they had not seen this before, yes, they had heard the prophecies of old of Jesus going to be born into the world, but they didn't know exactly how. They didn't know when it was going to happen. And they certainly didn't know that they were going to be the ones witnessing all this light, to see the angels and to hear the angels speaking directly to them. So there were many things that our carnal mind would question. But these shepherds, they did not say that, "Let's go to Bethlehem to see if this really had taken place." God had given them a believing, childlike heart to believe that what the angels told them was the truth. And they said that, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." So this is, we can see from here, and probably throughout this text, and so many times before, they have, the only thing left for them to do is to believe, and not confuse that with their carnal mind. They would be lost very, very quickly, and they would be left to question that, how is this even possible, and then begin to doubt, so on and so on. That is not a good way to go about when it comes to faith. Faith and reason, they are far apart from one another. They did want to believe, and that was enough for them. And many times it is so also for us. All that is left is for us to simply believe that this is God's will, and that we should be content with what God has given unto us. And we can think back to the times after Jesus had been crucified and he appeared unto his disciples. And he told the disciples, if I can find where it is. This is after he had been pierced with, his skin had been pierced. He's speaking on to Thomas. And Thomas was doubting very much. And Jesus said on to Thomas, that because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. There was a short window in time when people saw Jesus with their own eyes. They were able to touch him, to hear him, to see him, and so on. But those Old Testament believers, and after Jesus ascended into heaven, we have not seen, but we are still asked to believe. And those that do believe are called blessed. That is us that are living today, even in the midst of trials and many doubts, we are blessed because we endeavor to believe and we endeavor to put sins away as it attaches. So when the shepherds have had said one to another to go to Bethlehem to see that which had taken place, they came there with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made it known abroad, the saying which told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. So what could it have been that these shepherds told those that they saw along their way? And who were the people that they told of what they had been told? I think it was that which is written here in the 10th and 11th verse in this same chapter, when the angels appeared unto those shepherds in the field, and the angels told them that, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." So these, they did not only tell to a select few, to a certain group, certain type of people. Because the angel here said that this shall be to all people. Jesus is born on behalf of all people. But yet, not everyone will have a place in heaven because they choose not to believe, or they choose to believe that which is not the truth. But they believe man, and they believe the lies of the enemy of souls. That's why we, children of God today, time and time again, we reach for these pages in the Bible to search that which is the truth. We don't believe the same way as our parents, our grandparents, great-grandparents, and so forth, because we want to believe the same way as they do, but because they believed in that which was the truth. We only want to seek the truth. That is the safest way to reach heaven, is to search for the truth, to be in the kingdom of God where we can find peace and comfort. And sometimes in the kingdom of God, we also receive rebuke, and that is also needed. But through eyes of faith, we do see that sometimes it is needed for ourselves. When we place ourselves in a place of a little child, to simply humble ourselves to believe on that which is the truth. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. We hear about Mary many times throughout the year, but especially during the time of Christmas. Mary was a ordinary girl, a young woman that was chosen by God. And if we go back to this first chapter of Luke, we can read that the angel came and spoke to Mary, spoke of some things that are impossible to understand with our carnal mind. the angel told Mary that thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And when Mary had heard this, impossible for our carnal mind to understand, Mary said that, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And then the angel proceeded to tell her what was going to take place. And when the angel was done explaining how she was going to be conceived by the Holy Ghost, and how her cousin Elizabeth also, who was too old to have any children, was also going to be with a child. So difficult for our mind to understand. And but yet Mary was chosen for a reason. So Mary told this angel that, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And then the angel departed from her. So even though she did not understand, she accepted and said that whichever way you choose this to happen, that she accepted it. And in our text, it said that Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. She had given birth to baby Jesus, and so many things had happened so fast. She was pondering these things. And if we would continue to read the Bible during the feast of the Passover, when Jesus had gotten left and they had to return to get Jesus, Jesus had told his mother why he stayed where he stayed. The Bible says that Mary also kept these things, these sayings, in her heart. She didn't understand, but yet she believed. So it is with us also this evening. There are so many things that we do not understand, but we are only asked to still believe in the Word of God, in the things that we don't comprehend. And when we do that, we will reach the glory of heaven. And in the last verse, it says that the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. During the time of Christmas, the songs that I so often hear are very special songs, especially during this time. And I can hear the many praises and the sounds that ascend up to God from the hearts of God's children. This birth of Jesus was told of from the very first book in the Bible and throughout the pages of the Old Testament, especially in the book of Isaiah, a very detailed prophecy of what was going to take place. And as we read the pages of the Bible, we can time and time again, we can see that God, once again, He has been faithful to His Word. And His promises are forever. They are lasting, and they are true. And we also know that Jesus has also said that those that are His children, He will never leave them, and He will never forsake them. He has promised to be with His own, and He is here in our midst this evening. He is there in your homes. We have a great reason to rejoice and be thankful, for a Savior has been born for us. And in His name and in His blood, dear brothers and dear sisters, even in the midst of doubts and trials, uplift your heart and believe all your sins, all your doubts, all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. All your sins are forgiven. Can I also believe my many sins and doubts forgiven? I desire to believe along with you. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make His face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up His countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.